Today's Daf is Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Yud Aleph. We learned the Machlokas on yesterday's Daf between Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan. This debate was whether a katana, a minor girl, is able to acquire something by virtue of its presence in her chatzer, in her courtyard, or within a radius of 4 amot around her, that section that's around her direct vicinity of where she's standing. Reish Lakish says she cannot acquire in these areas, while Rabbi Yochanan says that she is able to. The Gemara explained later on in the Daf that in truth, even Reish Lakish agrees that a ketana, a minor girl, can acquire a get, can acquire a divorce document in her chatzer, meaning the husband puts it down in that spot, isn't actually handed to her. We learn this from the words of the verse in the Book of Devarim, Perek Chavdal, Pasuk Aleph, V'natan biyada. Puts it into her hand. So this extra word, venatan, includes other places that are an extension of her hand, including her courtyard, that's an extension of her yad, of her hand. Reish Lakish, however, is of the opinion that we don't learn the laws of kinyan, we don't learn the laws of acquisition, or mammon, from the world of get, from the world of iser, as Rashi says. One of the approaches I saw for why Reish Lakish held this way, from Shmuel Shimoni of Yeshivat HaRetzion, is that Reish Lakish held that maybe there isn't a requirement for a get in the first place to be acquired, not within the framework of acquisition. That divorce document follows different framework, according to Reish Lakish. Lehalacha, in conclusion, however, we don't follow the opinion of Reish Lakish. We do, however, follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we actually do learn the laws of mitzia, of acquiring a lost article, lost item, from the laws of divorce, from the divorce document, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gezeila Aveda in the 17th parak, the beginning, at the top of, that's halach over there. At the top of our daf, the Gemara advances a different approach, the machlokas, maybe you could say, b'ktana kuli amalopli gidi alfinan mitzia miget. Actually, everybody agrees that we learn out the laws of the acquisition of a lost article and it's found that's in a person's property from the laws of a get being in the courtyard of the woman, and it automatically gets acquired to her. Actually, what they're arguing about is whether a male minor, a boy who's under the age of bar mitzvah, whether he is able to acquire through his courtyard. Marsavar Yalfinan Katamiktana. That would be the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that the katan would be learned out from the rules of a katana, the same way a minor girl is able to acquire, so to a minor male. Umar Savar Loyalfin and Katan Miktana, Reish Lakish would hold the opposite. In that same halacha, the Rambam, where he says that a woman's chatzer, a woman's courtyard, can acquire like it's her hand, therefore a katana can acquire a lost item. But the chatzer, but the courtyard of a man, is actually acquires through a different means, through a different concept, and that is shlichut, that it acts, it serves like an agent on his behalf. And therefore, a katan cannot do this by extension, and a minor, a katan, cannot be kona kinyan chatzer, doesn't have the ability to use his courtyard to acquire. This comes out very unusual in terms of the difference we have in Choshen Mishpat. In general, a principle we learned all the way back in Baba Kama Tezvav, Hishva Hakasuv Isha Li'ish, called Dinin Shepetor. When it comes to these laws, men and women are equal in terms of how the law applies to them. So two explanations, two approaches, more in the realm of drush, more in the realm of the deeper ideas. First is the Oneg Yom Tov, Simon Kav Ches, writes that the Torah says man was created from the dust of the earth, afar me adama, but a person who is mekudash v'kol mitzvot, who has that idea that he's uplifted, elevated through the mitzvot, that person loses his attachment to the ground from which he came. We know that men have many, many more mitzvot that they're obligated in, but when a servant, for example, an eved who has fewer mitzvot, is more of halacha, the status of karka, the status of land, and that's actually how we look at the servant in the area of halacha. Women, of course, do not have an obligation in mitzvot any different than servants, and therefore we see that a chatzer, this idea of a courtyard, is specifically effective for women as it is like her extension of her hand. The Rav Zevin, in a Sefer L'Or HaHalacha, L'Or HaHalacha, page 180, rejected this whole approach of the Oneg Yom Tov because he said animals also were created from the ground, and therefore he goes with a different approach, a more mystical approach, that the ground is Nukva U'Mekabel. The whole idea of being receiving, being on the area, the idea of being a receptacle, Kinyani Chatzer V'Yad, the courtyard, the hand, these are all types of acquisitions they receive, what's put in there and watch over it. He says, why it's specifically for women. That's the nature of women. Women are more on the side, according to mysticism, on the side of receiving.